This is Chris McGregor of Discerning Hearts. We are all now living through a difficult time. More than ever, we are being called to turn toward the light of Christ and to follow Him. So our work doesn't stop. In fact, it's more important than ever. Please consider making a charitable donation, which is fully tax deductible, between now and Divine Mercy Sunday, April 19th, to help support our efforts to offer spiritual guidance, love, and hope to the world. Hit the donate button at discerninghearts.com, or you can find it within the Discerning Hearts free app. Thank you from all of us at Discerning Hearts, and God bless. DiscerningHearts.com now presents Reflections with Monsignor John Esseff, Easter Season 2020. Good morning, Monsignor.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you, sweet Chris?
I'm wonderful.
Beautiful.
To coin a phrase. How about yourself?
I am really feeling great. Yeah, thank God.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful. Yeah. Well, it's just been a real joy to be able to talk with you every morning, you know, on this roller coaster. I don't know about you, but I've been talking with friends recently, and we feel like we're on a roller coaster. I mean, there are some days where you begin to feel optimistic, and then other days when the reality of this pandemic issue kind of hits home. I mean, one side you're feeling, well, maybe it's not going to be so bad, but on the other hand, this distancing is going to have to take a lot longer in our lives than we expected. I mean, that not being able, that the idea of being able to go to Mass in a large group probably isn't going to happen for a long time.
Yeah, in the meantime, we have to get ready for the new normal.
Yeah.
And there's something new about what's normal. And we're not accustomed to this amount of change, vast, like an earthquake has occurred. It's a pandemic. It's all over.
Yeah. You know, unlike, I mean, for example, and I'm not trying to take away from the experiences of others, because those experiences are very real, and they were very dramatic. And I'm speaking of, you know, after, say, World War II. When men had to go off to war, women had to go to work, everything geared up and changed dramatically. Here, it's a different kind of change. It's a change where I'm getting suited up so I can run into the grocery store, into a Target today, and try to go directly and grab a bunch of toilet paper, and then I have to get out. I can't linger. I can't stay because I have vulnerable people at home. And then I got to suit up. I got to change my clothes. And even after this whole thing is done, Monsignor, going into the summer, there'll be people who have had it, people who haven't. We don't know who has it. We don't know who we can interact with. It's this separating ourselves from others that's so jarring. You know, it's just sinking in. In the Mass, we talk about longing to see Him face to face. We long to see Jesus face to face. Well, I'm beginning to long to see face to face my friends and my family. Like you said, I hope this isn't the new normal, but wow.
Yeah.
What a difference, huh? I mean, you're experiencing that too, I'm sure.
Yes. What I was seeing is this pandemic has done this, like it's the connections, you know. It's not easy to because of the connectedness of the world. It spread because it was connected, you know. It's not just a Chinese thing, and then it's in Italy, it's in Spain. And then it's really all over the world, because what is the world? It's connected. The connections that we have made, that has become what became normal for us, and that's what spread it. In every society, that spread. When we were told, now disconnect, you know, mm-hmm. it's to be too connected is the distancing that you have to have between each other in order to bring this monster that is here with us. The only time I believe that we're settling into right now is mankind is experiencing the disconnect that first occurred with Adam and Eve. We became disconnected as a whole community from our Creator. The disconnection occurred when God was just normally talking to us in the garden, and we were together. And as soon as Adam had to hide from God because he was naked, God just knew instantly, oh, you have sinned. Sin disconnected us with God. And this disconnection has been maintained. And this is what caused the pandemic that brought about death. This monster is not selective as to who can die. Babies can die. Youth can die. We used to think, no, just the aging can die. No, it's a monster of death. And it's a pandemic because the disconnection is now the way that we have to go. We had been, and it reminds us of that disconnect. The only one who brought the connection, a safe connection between heaven and earth. No, not Noah. No, nothing. Until Jesus. Jesus has connected us with the Almighty again, because the real sin underneath all this that disconnected us is sin. That's what it did it. Oh, yeah, you disobeyed me. Yeah, and God, in this magnificent way of his, this says he's been trying over and over again, and he has given us a connector to overcome sin, to overcome Satan, who was in that garden that tempted our first parents, and to overcome death, which is a consequence. Now, who alone has overcome all three? Only Jesus. And I would like to say that when Easter was given to us as a kind of a high in the midst of this darkness of the pandemic, that, you know, when you see the hymns, don't they take on, even though you may not have been to Mass, even though you may not have really seen what Easter is up close by receiving communion or by going to your favorite sunrise service as a whole community. No, but the true meaning of Easter is Christ the Lord is risen today. Hallelujah. Sons of men and angels say, hallelujah. Raise your joys and triumph high, hallelujah. Sing ye heaven and earth reply, hallelujah. You see, that which finally conquers what pandemic and its ugliness is showing us death. When we see the death, now we get this can kill us. It can kill all of us. And you know, when we hear the death coming to us and to our door, and then we truly begin to truly be afraid. This is Jesus has brought our connection. No, even those who have died are alive with him. Death, you no longer have your sting. He gives us that fearlessness. You see, the panic and the fear goes through all of mankind. It goes through all of us. Kings and presidents and governors and all mankind is afraid, because death is truly the thing that is the disconnector. Now we know it. We know it up close and tight. And it is coming and it's knocking. And where is it? It's right at my door. It's right next door. It's here. It's in my neighborhood. And it's not way across the sea now, which a war brings. It's right here. And so with this fear and with this possibility that we have of connecting with the one who overcame death, and now we might not be too interested in the one who overcame sin or overcame the devil right now. But this one is the leveler. Oh death, where is thy sting? Now, oh Christian, now you become interested with regard to death knocking at our door. What is this that he has overcome for you? It's sin. Sin is a sinlessness is in each of you, because when you were baptized, he came into you and he has conquered sin. On that cross, he took all of your sins and he gave them to God in an act of salvation for you personally. Individually, he did it for Peter, he did it for Paul, he did it for Stephen, he did it for those first Christians. They became one with him, so much so that in today's gospel, and in not only these people that he met in the gospel, but in the Acts of the Apostles today, we read about our Lord in Peter, in John, in the apostles, and also in the Acts. We read about him in Paul. We read about him in Stephen. And he is in you. You see, they are the saints of the first century. Listen to the power that Peter has and John. In the Acts, in the third chapter, these 10 verses. Peter and John were going up to the temple area for the 3 o'clock of prayer. And a cripple from birth was carried and placed at the gate of the temple called the Beautiful. Every day he was begging alms from the people who entered the temple. When he saw Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked for alms. But Peter looked intently at him, as did John, and said, "Look at us." He paid attention to expecting to receive something of alms. Peter said to him, "I have neither silver nor gold, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, rise and walk. Then Peter took him by the hand and raised him up, and immediately his feet and ankles grew strong. He leapt up, stood, walked around, and went into the temple with them, walking and jumping and praising God. When all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the one who was at the gate begging. John and Peter are doing now the very same thing that Jesus did. When we read on further, they actually raised the dead. They did the same things that Jesus did. Jesus now enters into Peter and John. Jesus enters into Paul when he's baptized in the 9th chapter. He enters into Stephen. Read the Acts. He becomes one with us. Not in just the Acts of the Apostles, but in you, beloved Christian. You, he has become in you sinless. You are the righteousness of God, as Paul says over and over again in his epistles. I live, no, not I, but Christ lives in me. No longer has sin any place in the life of the Christian. Easter is that time when Jesus triumphs over death. He triumphs over sin, and he triumphs over Satan. He, Jesus, is now conqueror of all of death and Satan and sin. Hail the Lord of earth and heaven, alleluia. Praise to thee by both be given, alleluia. Thee we greet triumphant now, alleluia. Hail the resurrection, thou, alleluia. We today, in the midst of the coronavirus, can sing this Easter hymn because we, every one of us, not only Peter and Paul and those of the Acts of the Apostles and Jesus of the Gospel, he has conquered Satan, he has overcome sin, and he has also overcome death. He has reconnected earth to heaven. We are connected now. The disconnection which had taken place long ago, that we inherited this death, this pandemic that is with us, is not anything but another phase. And in the gospel today, Jesus had to suffer. Jesus had to die, and he had to rise. And those of us who are missing the Easter breaking of the bread with the Master, with Jesus, in our churches, those of us who have not been able to go to Mass, and especially when we think of our celebrations, we had Easter, and we were still outside of, this is a temporary time. This is temporarily what we're going through. But we, each of us, know that we can see it on television. This new normal now, the apostles were not going up to the temple to celebrate Mass. They were going up there to pray. And so This is what many of our bishops and our priests are leading in us today, and especially our Pope, as they are preaching to us and breaking the bread, and we recognize him. You see, Jesus in the world today is suffering. He's suffering very deeply. He's suffering primarily from the coronavirus in beds and hospitals, nursing homes, illnesses. He's going through this with us because he is in us. He's also triumphing in the dead because he has overcome death. He has connected us with the one who broke us from it, our first parents, whom he has also reconnected through him and with him and in him. This is a magnificent reconnection. We have been disconnected, and for a long, long time, there has been the world of darkness and sin and Satan and death. And now we are reconnected through him and with him and in him. This is our connection. Christ.
Monsignor?
Yes?
For that person out there that has heard you and they feel everything you've said, it really speaks to their heart. What would you say to them? How can they concretely today, as they again get on that roller coaster of the present world that we're in, and the news and the conversations with friends and family that take them up and down on the tracks, what would you have them concretely do today to help bring that peace and that balance?
I really would love you to do what the church is doing today. If you could take, since we have time now at home and you are with your families, if you could take the liturgy of the church. Now, there's two things going here. There's the Gospels that are going to be going for the next 50 days, because until Pentecost, until this reconnection occurs, we had 40 days that we were leading up to Lent and Easter. Now we have these days, and there are 50. There are 50 days to Pentecost, from Easter to Pentecost. And it's a natural and inbuilt education. Read the Gospels, and then read the Acts of the Apostles. They're yin-yangs in every Mass. The Gospels tell you who Jesus is. The Acts tell you who you are. If you read the Acts of the Apostles, you'll begin to see how this is you in the society of today. Not just in the society that was. That's ancient history right now. And it's the history of the church. But that was Jesus in Stephen. That was Jesus in Peter. That was Jesus in Paul. Now Jesus is in you. Read your own history. And when you read them, you read about you. We are the body of Christ in the world today. And we are risen not as individuals. We are risen as a body, the church. We are one body, and the body is a living body. And you begin to make the connections of your suffering, your dying, and your rising in everyday life. The way it was then is now and ever shall be. Because what makes the connector with this body? When you begin to see that the fourth commandment is still the fourth commandment as you take groceries to your parents, because you want to protect them. You know that your father is aged and he's in need and they're alone. And so you pick up their medicines, you pick up their groceries, because they're pretty isolated in today's world. This is you. This is the new normal. When you begin to work from home and you can't go to work, this is the new normal. This we have to get used to. And then when you become, don't be afraid. God has always taken care of you because Jesus is who you are. And you will begin to not only be cared for because you are his child, but you will also care for others. Every single member of this body, whether you're suffering and dying and rising, whether you're overcoming your illness, or whatever story that you have to tell in the body today, you are Christ. And the source of your strength and the source of your grace and power is that you are Christ.
Final thought, Monsignor?
Hail the Lord of earth and heaven. Hallelujah. Praise to thee by both be given. Hallelujah. Thee we greet triumphant now. Hallelujah. Hail the resurrection, thou. Alleluia. God bless.
Monsignor, before we go, can I read you a letter, an email that I just got? I've been getting a lot of them. I mean, you've got a lot of consistent followers. There's a woman named Sharon who is continually commenting on your podcast and many, many others. But this one just came in this morning. And I have to share it with you. It's from Cecilia, and she's writing from the UK. She's in England. She says, I discovered Monsignor John S. of this Lent Easter, and what a joy it has been waking up to his wisdom. I live in Yorkshire, UK, and can't wait to mount my cycle, put on my helmet, and pedal through the countryside listening to Monsignor. His chuckle, his singing, and his humbling voice make me want to give him a big hug of appreciation, exclamation point. Since I can't do that, will you give him my sincere thanks for making my Easter special? Keep up the good work, stay well, and pray for me. Maybe I can come see him next time I'm in the U.S.
Wow.
That's from Cecilia in the U.K., in Yorkshire.
Yeah, that's my mother's name.
Ah, well, there you go, Monsignor.
I got a hug.
You got a hug from Cecilia today.
Thank you. Thank you. And that's the way she said it. She always wanted to say it that way. She didn't want to be known as Celia. Cecilia. Yeah. Well, thank you. I have tears in my eyes.
Oh.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Monsignor. And I'll make a point of sharing with you others that are sending me notes. Just so you can get some more hugs. But thank you to Cecilia for sending this today.
Thank you. God bless.
You've been listening to Reflections by Monsignor John Essif. This has been a production of Discerning Hearts. I'm your host, Chris McGregor. We hope that if this has been helpful for you, that you will first pray for our mission. And if you feel us worthy, consider a charitable donation, which is fully tax deductible, to help support our efforts. But most of all, we hope that you will tell a friend about discerninghearts.com, and in particular, please share this particular reflection with them during this difficult period in the life of the church and of the world. And join us next time for Reflections with Monsignor John Essif.